A tiger chase on a military base? Not exactly Dr. Seuss, but there is an actual Bengal tiger on the loose at Fort Polk Military Base in northwestern Louisiana. Soldiers, trackers, trappers, and police officers have been canvassing the 198,000-acre base for a week. Now, there are only about 3,000 to 4,000 Bengal tigers in the wild. Those that do roam free usually do so in Asia. This tiger wears a collar, which would indicate that it has an owner, but so far no one has come forward to claim their kitty. Colonel Wade Wolfrey is the garrison commander at Fort Polk. He's in charge of the operation. Thanks very much for joining us, Colonel.
Glad I could join you today.
You know, there's an old saying that a Bengal tiger sees you 100 times before you see it once.
Well, I think that's true. We've seen the tiger 2 or 3 times each evening around the dusk time frame, but their fur blends into the foliage pretty well.
Do you have any idea how it got into Fort Polk?
Well, Fort Polk doesn't have a fence all the way around it. We're constructing a fence now. We butt up against a civilian housing area, so there is a possibility it could have come through. And that's one piece of information we're asking folks to come forward with, because if we found out who owned the cat and what kind of condition the cat is in and how it's been raised, that'll help us a lot with being able to capture the cat and get him to someone that can take good care of its special needs.
May I ask, Colonel, how many men and women have you found it necessary to deploy to try and catch a tiger by the toe?
Between 50 and 75 per night are out looking for the tiger. Our local sheriff's department is also working very closely with us. And our National Guard actually is helping us also providing us a small aircraft called an OH-58 that has a forward-looking infrared system on it so they can see at night.
Do you have any idea what the cat's been eating? I mean, MREs or etouffee?
Perhaps some small rabbits. We've got close to 20 traps out right now, and we've baited those with chicken and also some venison. So we've got some nice live traps where the cat will go in and the door will slide down behind it and detain it.
Hey, Colonel, what are you going to do with the tiger when you catch it?
We have a veterinary clinic here on post, and he'll be checked. We'll keep him for 5 days. That gives us an opportunity to determine if there's an owner. The government then at that time would adopt the tiger to a humane society, one of these organizations that humanely take care of these type of animals.
Hmm. Well, Colonel, it's been nice talking to you, and good luck.
Thank you very much, and we just ask your audience if they know anyone that may have had this tiger to give us a call here, because we sure would like to get information that would help us take good care of it.
Fort Polk Garrison Commander Colonel Wade Wolfrey speaking from his office.